This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here we are at 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Every hour is a fresh approach to what's going on in the world, another attempt, another example, another way for us to begin anew. It's kind of like a new day, a new dawning. The skies are blue where I am right now. It's a beautiful morning. I think probably where you are, Victoria, same thing.
Yeah,
it's nice. The air is clear. The rain has washed away a lot of whatever the pollen was, but don't hold your breath.
Brought in some mold spores, but yeah.
Yes, all right, exactly. Yep, yeah.
Collective bless you to everybody.
Bless you, yeah, and God bless you. Jennifer Warren is here, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, I'm Doug Steffen, with a focus on something to begin the conversation this hour that I find interesting in that it shows kind of how the worlds are meshing together. We have in this country, especially in the cities, a real rat problem. But the rat problem is getting out of the city, or it's in the cities, but it's spreading out. There are millions, hundreds of millions of rats that live in this country. And when they get into areas where there's a problem, like, well, whether it's a farm, it could be on a farm, a lot of rats on farms, a lot of rats in old buildings, and the people that own the buildings and people that are farmers are trying to get rid of the rats by poisoning them. They put out warfarin, which I find, I chuckle every time I think about
it
because
it's a blood thinner, right? Yeah, I've seen that ad.
Right. It's also what they use to kill rats and mice and things like that. Yeah. So, but there are other poisons.
That's right. If you're a mob informant, do not take this prescription drug, right?
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. That's it. Yeah. So this is sort of the influence of the big drug companies that are associated with the, well, I'll use Bayer as an example, and they own Monsanto. So there are more and more poisons around that are being used by people without thinking about the consequence. Get rid of the rats. Okay, lots of rats. We got to kill them. But what happens when a rat dies and it lays on the ground? Oftentimes there are other animals that eat it. Hawks fly down, eagles fly down, and pick up the rat and take it and eat it. So now the government's getting involved because experts say that birds of prey are facing a serious danger because they're eating animals like rats that have been poisoned, and therefore they get poisoned, and therefore they die. So I think it's a very interesting conundrum as you look at the world as it progresses. You know, we talk about if you look at the nature shows on PBS and how one species eats another species to survive, and that's just the way of the world. And so in this circumstance, the bald eagles and the hawks and stuff that are eating the rats are not surviving. They're dying by the hundreds. So what do? We let the rats run wild, or do we shoot them instead of kill them with the poisons that come from Monsanto so that they don't kill the hawks and the eagles? I had a problem with a hawk on my farm. We've had two of them. One hawk ate some of the rabbits, and another one ate some of the chickens. And so when one of them got stuck in a fence, and the kid that works on the farm went out with a baseball bat and whack the hawk over the head, and that was the end of the hawk.
Huh.
I didn't share any.
Yeah, right.
I didn't share.
That.
Yeah. Well, the hawk. Who do we want to see live on the farm? The animals that we raise on the farm, we protect on the farm. Or you want to see a hawk survive? I'm not interested in a hawk surviving by eating my animals. I thought it'd survive by eating somebody else's animals or going somewhere else. But that's not how they think, obviously. So what do? This is a perfect example of how the world is changing. How in the old days, this wouldn't have been a problem because there weren't that many rats, unless you were in the big city or you were on a boat or something.
If you were in my old neighborhood in Manhattan.
Oh. Yeah, right.
Rat capital, yeah.
Yeah. So what do? You can't go out with a gun and shoot them, right?
Now they have those giant rat traps. Which kills stray cats sometimes, too, because you see dead cats laying around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So what do you do after the rats are caught in the trap? What do they do with them? They take them out and throw them in the river? Or do they shoot them? Or
they make a lesson. They use them to make a lesson, right? Yeah. The other rats get out of town.
That's a really good question, because I never actually saw many dead rats. I've seen dead rats, like, down in the subway. They've been hit by a train or electrocuted. But I've never actually seen... That's a really good question. Maybe they just wash away with the rain into the Hudson River? I don't know.
And then what happens?
I always laugh. I know the Hudson River is, like, a lot cleaner than it used to be, but I always laugh when I see someone kayaking or jet skiing. It's like, ugh, no thanks.
Or when they
dead bodies,
the river.
Dead
with
rats.
With a dead rat attached to their kayak in the back.
Whatever's left of the mafia is floating in the Hudson.
Right. Yeah, how many guns do you think there are at the bottom of the Hudson River?
Oh,
or the East River in New York, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
So what about the rat problem down in Nashville, Jay? How many rats... Do you have down there, and how do they get rid of the rats down there without having to deal with that? Maybe they have a different sense of what reality is down there than
you. I have no idea. I cannot say I've ever seen a rat down here. The only time I've ever seen rats was when I lived in L.A. And, like, I did not know rats climb walls. Like,
rats can do anything.
Yeah.
They're
straight
really
up like
impressive.
Spider-Man scaling buildings. Yeah. It's ridiculous.
So here we are, folks. Wake up.
The rat report.
Sunshine. The rat report.
The literal rat report.
Exactly.
Well, you know, that's why the homeless crisis has been so bad in L.A. Because there are a lot of rats, like in downtown, because the homeless people have a lot of junk that they leave everywhere. And that's why there was a typhoid outbreak there was.
That's right.
Remember that story?
About that. Yeah.
Everybody just stopped talking about it because of COVID. Everybody's more worried about that. But that's one of the big dangers of having a lot of people living on
the streets. Well, what do you say to the wildlifers who say we got to have compassion for the rats? What do we do about those poor rats?
Then let's bring them to your house.
Yeah.
That's what I say to them. Yeah.
Send them
fine,
to your
we'll
place,
we'll wrap them all up.
Yeah. But, I mean, rats really are kind of an interesting animal. I mean, they can swim. They can Spider-Man climb. They can climb subway stairs with a slice of pizza. They really are. They're like the Bruce Jenner of the rodent world. I mean, they're decathletes. Like, they can do it all. And so... And they obviously are intelligent enough that they've survived and they've adapted. But, yeah, I still don't want to... I'm happy to move out of the city and I don't live with them anymore.
No more rats in New Jersey?
No.
Whatever, the Sopranos, there are a lot of rats on the Sopranos.
That's right.
That's all down in the Pine Barrens in South Jersey. That's where they bury everybody.
Okay. Good to know.
The more you
dirty
know.
Rat.
Okay. The Moderna booster shots. What about that? There's a booster shot of Moderna's vaccine that supposedly will rev up your immune system if you're worried about the variants. I don't hear this news from Pfizer, but Moderna must be using this as a sales pitch, right? To get people to use their virus variant response has been take another shot of our stuff.
Right, but we still don't know if you've had Pfizer, can you use the Moderna booster? So that's something that we, you know, I know Dr. Fauci a couple months ago had said that a lot of the companies, a lot of the labs are trying to work on a universal booster, which would be wonderful. So then no one has to wait online. You don't have to get the same thing that you had before. You can, and there's, in Europe, they're testing one Pfizer shot with one, AstraZeneca or one Moderna, and they're trying to figure out how they can all work together, which would be a lot more convenient. Because look, even Moderna said in this report, and it's kind of the headline kind of got buried, but it's 6 to 8 months they've been testing people who had Moderna shots, and their antibodies are way, way, way lower than what they were. That's pretty scary when you think about, okay, when 6 months is up, this could be for these people who are being tested, these are the original Moderna people, and you've got between 6 to 8 months later, you don't have enough antibodies left that you can fight these new variants. We're going to need boosters a lot sooner than people thought. Mm-hmm. And if everyone's going out this summer and thinks like that they're covered and that they're safe, and then by July or August they're not, well, then what happens in September when, you know, all of the East Coast is expecting people back in the offices in major cities in September? What happens when people realize that, oh, the antibodies ran out? I think we're heading for yet another wave of I don't know what, and maybe new cases or maybe, you know, breakthrough cases, but they've got to get a hold of this and get some real definitive answers.
Interesting. Fauci was on with Jimmy Kimmel, and he was talking about a lot of different things. What, you know, has, what do we do with masks, and what do we do with distancing, and what about the shots and all that other stuff? And then he was asked about his training in medicine, and he said, I was not trained for what has been the divisiveness of the politics of what's going on. I didn't get that in medicine, in the in medical school. And so he was talking about how he's been hounded since he came up with his first recommendations, and he has been the victim of many
vilified
different he's got death threats, that kind of stuff.
He's been vilified, but he's also been glorified. I mean, think about it. He's sitting on Jimmy Kimmel's show. So
right.
It's not like,
you know, I think he's totally overexposed.
He's on People's Sexiest yes. Man list.
He is overexposed.
I mean, if I was doing
a bobblehead.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, if I was doing his PR, I would tell him to stay home. But but one of the other things, and I don't know if it came from Kimmel or if it just was a different Fauci statement, but the interesting thing is he said that, you know, the summer camp recommendations came out, and this would probably only maybe apply to Miles,
stupid
grandson.
Yeah.
And Fauci said that they were too strict.
Yeah, then he kind of backtracks the other day. He's like, well, I guess they're in line, but these things, you can't share a toy. I don't know if you guys heard about the summer camp.
It's a lot, right?
It's, yeah. You can't share a toy. You have to be 6 feet apart, or 3 feet apart, excuse me. You have to have a mask on, even when you're playing sports and running around outside. I mean, it's like, you think any, I mean, Jay, you've got, what, 10, 11-month-old? Imagine in a couple of years, you're going to be able to keep Mac away from sharing toys with other people.
Right. No. I mean, I don't know how people, even at the height of the pandemic, were able to keep kids away from hugging people. I mean,
I
kids
know.
Have no personal space boundaries at all. And with the, nope. with the campers thing, the only time you would not be wearing a mask is if you were eating or swimming.
Yeah,
I'm going to,
that is excessive.
When I open up the farm to visitors in a couple of weeks, we were talking about what to do, and I've decided I'm going to let people decide on their own whether they want to wear a mask or they don't want to wear a
CDC,
mask.
CDC, you're not going against CDC guidelines,
nope,
because they said outdoor, vaccinate
yep.
people. I mean, what are you going to do? Be the vaccine
yeah,
police?
Exactly. So yeah. you can do it if you want. It depends on which of you. Same with social distancing. You know, you want to go down and stand next to each other and look at the animals, the cows and the goats and stuff. Help yourself. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we've got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real-life people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Our,
yep.
It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
It's 23 after the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and Jay. We were talking about rats. And what's going on with all the rats in this country? Now we have something else to be concerned about. The millions, billions, and trillions of cicadas. I think I've always mispronounced that. I
don't remember the John cicadas,
right? Yeah, it's not the John cicadas. It's cicadas.
Cicadas.
Cicada. You say cicada. I'll say cicada. All right, so, Jay, do you have any in your backyard? Have they escaped into your house yet? Where are the cicadas down there?
They have not reared their ugly heads here yet, but apparently
they're really ugly.
Like,
they have big red eyes. Blah.
I bet they make a pretty one, though, in person.
They do not make a pretty sound.
Chip, 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 chip. Come on.
I've heard them a lot.
They're so loud. It's like sensory overload.
Yeah. All right. So they've been around for a long time, centuries. They've been here. Who knows where they came from? Probably another planet, like a lot of the other stuff. It's on our planet, came from other planets, but then that's a subject for a different day, Jay, right? Meanwhile, people have this bug chorus, and what happens when you grind them up in the lawnmower?
Because they,
well, that's where they live, right?
What is wrong with you? Yeah, that happens on Doug's farm a lot. Stuff gets ground up a lot.
Like, we beat the hawk over our head, and we're talking about rats. Now poor John Cicada.
Remember all the chickens
that
he beheaded?
All right.
He ran over the roosters.
They're not like locusts, or are they? What are they?
No, they're not locusts. Yeah, no. They're not supposed to cause damage to trees and plants and everything. They're just a nuisance and obnoxious. And the thing is that actually, once they die, the dead bugs serve as fertilizer. And the year after a big cicada coming of age, the young trees typically tend to do better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
grind them up.
To 2 weeks away from this big thing.
Grind them up on your lawn, rake them up, and put them under a tree. That's a good place for them. Good. All right, we've solved that problem. Next problem is between Beyonce and Selena. What's actually happening here? This is a big trending story.
Oh, yeah, no problem. So Selena, who had passed away in the 90s, 95, she was only 23 years old. She was fatally shot by the founder of her fan club and manager of her boutiques. So the part two of the Selena, the series, finally arrived on Netflix, and there's a specific episode that shows a young Beyonce running into Selena at a mall, and everybody was kind of wondering, like, wait, did this actually happen? And it did. There's a previous interview that Beyonce did with MTV where she opened up about meeting Selena when she was a young girl and how she didn't really say much. She was very shy. Selena was this, you know, big star, and Beyonce, to her, she was just a young kid. She was nobody. Mm-hmm. She wasn't a celebrity. and just kind of kept on moving. But she did say that she remembered listening to her, and they were both in Texas, so she always listened to her on the radio, and she felt like even though she didn't know what Selena was singing because she couldn't speak Spanish, she still felt like it helped her with her enunciation when she would sing.
Huh. All right. Hmm. So, but when you say, somebody said, but wait, that reminds me of Victoria saying, whenever we say something and she, what, wait, wait, well, wait, what's going on here? Let's find out what's happened to George Jung. No relation to the Jungian philosopher, as a matter of fact.
Definitely not.
No, yes. George Jung, the real-life guy that Johnny Depp portrayed in the movie Blow. It also starred Penelope Cruz. He passed away. He had been experiencing liver and kidney failure. He is well known as being part of the cartel that helped Pablo Escobar smuggle, like, plane loads of cocaine into the U.S. Mm. They were hauling in, like, a weekly value of $420 million worth.
Mm-hmm. And so
what a great movie. What a good movie that was.
Yeah. So what? Where has he been? Has he been in jail?
Yeah. But, he's been... Yeah. He famously escaped a few times, according to the, you know, in the movie, he escaped a few times, and but then I think he's been up in Boston or somewhere in that area, right? Somewhere near you, Doug. He's been hanging out.
Maybe he could be my next door neighbor. I don't know who the guy is.
Find him.
His home where he passed away was in Boston.
I think what I'm going to do is send the rats that are on my farm over to his place. I'll take care of that. Bing, bang, boom, and you're done. All right, so we've taken care of the.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Elizabeth Warren, the Democrat from Massachusetts, reacted to Facebook's review board's denial to reinstate former President Trump's account by saying that Facebook is more powerful than the government. And part of the way we have to address that is to implement government regulations so we can actually hear the truth for people. A Hong Kong court has sentenced Joshua Wong and 3 other activists to between 4 and 10 months in prison for participating in an unauthorized rally last year to commemorate the 1989 Tiananmen Square crackdown. Among the 26 charged over the rally, the 4 pleaded guilty and were sentenced Thursday. Other defendants are scheduled to appear in court in June. SpaceX achieved the first successful touchdown of its prototype Starship rocket during the latest test flight in the Next Generation launch vehicle from South Texas on Wednesday. 4 previous landing attempts had ended in spectacular explosions. USA Radio News.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet.
I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
If you have noticed Americans being short with one another since the pandemic started, you're not alone. The airline industry has issued a statement regarding unruly people. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau fills us in.
The FAA is warning air travelers about what it describes as a dramatic increase in unruly or dangerous behavior aboard passenger airplanes. In a typical year, the agency sees 100 to 150 formal cases of bad passenger behavior. But since the start of this year, the number of reported cases has jumped to 1,300. Sarah Nelson, president of the Association of Flight Attendants Union, says things have gotten real bad this year.
The physical and verbal abuse that flight attendants have been taking has been way off the charts of any kind of air rage incidents that we've been talking about over the past 20 years.
As far as some of the behaviors of the unruly passengers, Nelson tells ABC's Good Morning America,
flight attendants being physically assaulted, pushed, choked. We had a passenger urinate. We had a passenger spit into the mouth of a child on board. These are some of the things that we have been dealing with.
The FAA now taking a zero-tolerance approach to poor behavior. Unruly passengers facing potential criminal charges, fines up to $35,000, or lifetime bans on certain airlines.
In 2020, U.S. Airlines carried 369 million passengers. That's down from 927 million in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Move back into the groove here at 34 after the hours. Today's DJV program. Lots of comments from the ladies and from you. Help yourself to our social media at DJV Show. You'll be in direct contact with Jay Kirshner and then with us. Victoria Keehan is here. General Horn.
It's about time Freudian you address slip, right? appropriately.
And Hutch. Yes, General Horn is
at
here.
At ease.
Thank you very much. I'm simply showing up. That's what I do here every day. I just show up with my friends. I have my health and all the other good things to be thankful for, including these three ladies and all of you who are out there to listen to our surprises and our serendipities and our transformations and our life and what's passing through our lives and our minds. Just like you, there are lots of things going on, and we try to come up with a collective way to deal with all of them, including the unruly, difficult problem when there are topless women on the just present, never mind on the beach. Where are they close to you, Victoria? Where are all these topless women?
I know you're like, where exactly can I find all these topless women on the beach? Well, this is now become a federal appeals issue with Ocean City, Maryland, and this advocates for allowing women to go topless at this beach, which is a very popular beach destination in Maryland.
They urged appeals courts on an appeals court on Wednesday to reject Ocean City's quote unquote morality code, and that they want the court to declare the ban on bare-chested women unconstitutional. And so this has been going back and forth now since a group of women in 2017 brought this lawsuit against the city, saying that, you know, under the Constitution, which is supposed to provide equal protections, that the male breasts are not being considered an erogenous zone, and the female breasts were, and that's the reason for this morality clause that, you know, women had to cover up and men do not. And so now that the judge is going back and forth trying
to... Who came up with that, by the way? Where did that come from? Anybody know where that all started? Because they don't have the same morality clause. I've told you a couple of times about that trip that I took on the Mermoz, the classical music trip that I took around Italy on this nice cruise line with all the classic musicians. No,
yeah.
There were 500 women. The first day we went on the ship at night, and then the next morning I went up on deck about 10 o'clock. There were 500 women bare-chested on the deck, just sunning
themselves.
You didn't
leave for the rest of the day, right?
No, I had a good vantage point.
I was like, I had sunburn that day. Yeah, exactly. He was on sensory overload.
Yeah, there's some that were more worthwhile than others, if you know what I mean. Anyway, it's all beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, is it not?
Right.
Thinking about
and
it.
So,
yeah.
But advocates for against the morality code are saying that, you know, this is something that is so outdated, and that how can we even agree on what a moral sensibility clause is when everybody believes something different?
Yeah.
And that,
why don't
you know,
we just put men in shirts and then we'll just call it a day? Because there are some that belong in shirts.
Very true as
some
well.
Fat old men. Oh yeah, my God.
I say everybody shirts for
that.
Everybody.
Yeah.
So the
Cover
city's Ocean City's attorney says that this is not a regulation of sexual choices or behavior. It's a regulation of public nudity and whether that should still be defined as exposure of the female breast if that counts as public nudity. So this is going to go back and forth. This has been, this has gone all the way up now to a federal appeals court.
So let's go backwards. Let's go down. At what age is it considered appropriate for a young woman or girl to wear something? And at what age, when you're 5 years old, girls don't have to wear something on their top. And depending on when they start to mature, I guess, is that who decides what's appropriate at what age?
I guess parents.
When
do?
You were young,
no.
Okay. Do you all three of you remember being able to run around without having a top on?
I still
and
do
you
that. What are you talking about? I'm doing that right now.
Of course. All right. Well,
I don't know. I think what 3, 4, 5, probably.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I grew up at the beach, so yeah, maybe. Yeah, I think
I wasn't topless a lot. I think it's when you're in a diaper, right, that most kids are allowed to just run around with whatever on.
Yeah. By the time you're in, like, pre-K, right, or definitely by kindergarten.
Well, all right. Let's look at the boys here for a second and understand how there's a different – maybe there's a different rule. Maybe there isn't, depending on your age. I remember a couple of years ago when we were when all of us were together, it was just before Brendan got married to Sophie, we were over at her folks' house, and they have a big pool in the backyard. And Miles at the time was probably maybe 3. He was just learning how to swim. And so Sophie, who has been a great sort of quasi-parent for Miles, has decided that she would teach him to do a lot of things. She taught him how to swim. And he just takes his clothes off, thinks nothing of it, and jumps into the pool. And I think a visitor to the house at that time would be taken back a little bit by seeing a 3 or 4-year-old boy, maybe a girl as well. And then I think about my pal Tucker, who also has a swimming pool in his backyard. And when I was over there a couple of weeks ago, his kids, 2 years old, they're running around without any clothes on. The pee-pee's out, and the other one, you know, they're twins, there's a boy and a girl. And, you know, they're just running around.
None of that bothers me, except I don't want, like, a little naked kid getting in the pool and peeing all over me. Like,
yeah.
I want a swimming diaper.
Well, there are plenty of adults
even a regular diaper's not going to cut it. You need that swimming diaper.
Yeah, I think.
And I love how Doug just snuck that in. Oh, well, right. Adults pee in the pool too. Well, not really. No, apparently
they do
you
in my
do.
Pool.
Yeah, yeah, we're not getting in your little pool.
Oh, come on. Anyway, okay. So I think that takes care of that problem, or at least we've addressed it.
Which we didn't resolve, but that's part of the
issue.
Well,
so yeah, it is. How do you resolve it?
Yeah.
Okay, so here's another problem to resolve. You ready? Feds ruling that you must wear a mask. If you don't, you'll get fined. And I'm wondering how this is going to stick. Somebody's going to take this to court. And with all of the various and sundry rules that have been changed, they're not going to be able. There's one.
Are you referring to the airplanes?
Yeah,
airplanes,
right.
Yeah, that's right. Airplanes, I think, will be able to get away with this.
How?
In court. Airplanes, so. If they set their own rules, right. Instead of the industry.
Well, they say when you get on the plane, they'll tell you that according to the federal government's rules, you have to wear a mask. They don't say it's the American Airline rule. They say it's the feds' rule. So the feds, you know, and there have been people thrown off of planes. Yep. Here's an unruly airplane passenger. A couple of them have been fined thousands of dollars.
Get is that they put them on the do not fly list, and I think that's cruddy. Yeah. I mean, okay, they don't want to wear a mask. They try to get on without a mask, and then you tell them they can't be on the airline. If all of this settles, then why shouldn't they be allowed to fly in another couple of years? I mean, it's not like they're terrorists trying to blow up a plane.
Well, the people who got violent, like the people who are shoving or like pushing or hitting the plane attendants.
They shouldn't be on the plane to begin with.
Yeah, they should be on the fly list. But just the fact that they don't wear a mask, they shouldn't be.
Yeah, like the mom with the kid who was like, I don't know, the kid was 2 or 3 years old and autistic, and the kid would not wear the mask, and they threw them off the plane. And now is she on the do not fly list? I mean, it doesn't make any sense.
Nope, but there are a lot of things in life that do not make any sense. Here's something that follows a conversation we had on the air yesterday from one of our listeners out in Bozeman, Montana, who was interested in what we were saying about rental cars, because apparently this person had the same experience last week, talking about how crazy the prices are getting for rental cars. The first story was a report on what's going on in California. In the L.A. Times, there was something. I had the same conversation when I was out there a couple of weeks ago. I rented this little pea-picker car that normally would be 20 or 25 bucks a day. It was $186 for 2 days. It's just nothing. It was a nothing car. There aren't any cars to rent. So, and here out in Montana, apparently somebody rented a car for a week, and they had to pay $2,000 for it.
Wow.
And so they were...
buy a used car for that.
Yeah, right, exactly. Apparently, if you wanted to rent a car in Bozeman last week, an SUV was $361 a day.
Jeez.
My God. Well, and if you're there in business, I mean, you don't have a car, do you Uber? Are there Ubers around? That's the other question, because a lot of the Uber and Lyft cars went away for the same reason the rental cars went away. There was no business. So people sold their cars.
It depends on how big the city is in. It's much harder in a small city to get an Uber or a Lyft than it is in a big city. So.
Yeah. All right. So here's the response. This guy, Jake, said that the company I was looking for, and I couldn't remember the name, was Turo, T-U-R-O. Look that up. You want to check it out? Turo.com.
Isn't that what Jen mentioned yesterday?
Did you say Turo?
I sure did, yes.
I didn't hear you say Turo. Yeah, okay.
Well, I think I might have called it Turig. Or something Keurig. Like that.
Right.
Like a Keurig, except
right.
Yeah.
And the only
I can't remember the name. What was the name?
Yeah. Turo. Turo is run by the Russians, however. If you go to LAX and you go to Turo.com and you reserve a car, it's cheaper. It's somebody's private car that they aren't using for a day or a week, and they throw it into I remember the first time I rented from Turo, I rented a Dodge Charger. And man, that was so much fun to drive around.
Those things are beasts. Yeah.
They really are. They've got Mercedes, they got all kinds of them, and you can rent them. This guy says he checked out Bozeman, $159 a day for a new Mercedes-Benz, as opposed to $361 a day.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Yep. So
I wonder how, like, insurance-wise, I wonder how that all works out if you're using someone's private vehicle.
they have to, I'm trying to remember what the guy told me, and I could barely understand because he was speaking such broken English. He was a Russian.
I understand that, but, you know, what would the liability have been for you if you had crashed his car?
You have insurance on yourself, though, right? Liability
on
yourself.
It depends on the state, though, because if you rent a car, you don't have to present, you know, your insurance on, because in New Jersey, you insured, like, the car, not the driver. So mm-hmm. every state is different, and we're a mandatory insurance state. Like, I know Pennsylvania is not. It's optional to have insurance. So, yeah, it's a weird thing with how that would work, but I don't know if California is a mandatory insurance state.
I think it is.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, I think it is. All right. Well, yeah, but look at all the illegals that are there. Don't even have licenses. Never mind. They just drive cars and get a plate on it, and they drive them, and they don't care. Look at all the people who have died at the hands of drunk illegals in California and elsewhere. It's like drunk people everywhere.
It doesn't matter if you're illegal or not.
But if you're illegal and you're drunk and you killed somebody, that's a special circumstance, as far as I'm concerned. 46 after the hour here. In a moment, who's dead?
If you're in HR, you're probably wearing a lot of hats. Recruiter, team builder, trainer, mediator, policymaker, and of course, paper pusher. But not anymore. Bamboo HR is the number one HR software for small and medium businesses. It manages all your employee data easily and automates countless tasks so you can focus on people, not paperwork. Bamboo HR frees you from spreadsheets so you can do your real job, creating a great place to work. If the data shuffle and paperwork mountain have you ready to hang up all your hats, you're ready for Bamboo. If you handle HR records and paperwork, Bamboo HR is a dream. Let us free up your time and put your days of pushing paperwork behind you so you can focus on the people and making your company a great place to work for everyone. Try PC Magazine's top pick for HR software free today. Just go to bamboohr.com/demo. This is a limited offer only available to radio listeners at bamboohr.com/demo. That's bamboohr.com/demo.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
All right, from the Dead Report, the Deadpool, Nick Kamen, who is a model and singer, appeared in a lot of Levi's commercials, is dead. He's 59 years old. So why is this? He was a friend of Boy George. Is that what his real claim to fame is?
He became kind of an international sex symbol. He had a song with Madonna. He became Madonna's kind of, he was Madonna's protege.
She likes gay guys anyway, doesn't she? She kind of has a lot of gay dancers and stuff around her. Yeah.
I don't think she has any girlfriends. She's just got a bunch of gay guy friends.
That's an interesting thing. He also did something.
She used to be best friends with Gwyneth Paltrow, wasn't she? They were, yeah. And then Madonna apparently kind of screwed her over.
Yeah, what a surprise. Yeah. Anyway, this guy did a Levi's commercial to Marvin Gaye's. I heard it through the grapevine. People may remember that. 10 before the hour.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Let's get to questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on the DGV Health portion of the program. The focus on all the studying that Ken does, but also practical questions from folks. We talk a lot about vitamin D on our programs. I talk a lot about it in my broadcast work, and I do it because I'm very much a believer. You taught me to be a believer because the numbers with vitamin D, it seems strange if we're out in the sun a lot and we eat proper diet. A lot of people still don't have enough vitamin D. So what is the problem? What does that do to you in part? I saw something about muscle function. I guess I wonder whether it has to do with cramps or things like that. What's the deal?
Well, I think in the health news this week was an article about how not enough vitamin D may actually impair muscle function. But vitamin D is used from head to toe, and it's so important that we have it so that from the brain down to the toes are functioning properly. And the nice thing is it's very easy to measure the level. So if you've never had a level done, when your doctor does your blood work, just ask them to put a vitamin D level in there. And then if it is low, you can easily get a supplement. And the important thing is take your vitamin D with a meal. It's absorbed much more effectively from your intestines if you take it with a meal. And what I do is I take a single multivitamin each day. It has about 1,000 units of vitamin D, and that keeps my maintenance up. Some people need more, and I'm not going to tell you exactly what dose you need. That comes from interacting with your healthcare provider. But ask about it. Make sure your vitamin D level. Most people, you want it at least 30 or higher.
All right. We've been talking about the brain. Apparently, there's a study that suggests, and I wonder how we deal with pre-diabetics. Is it sugar diabetes, as it's called sometimes, diabetes type 2? But if you have this malady, can it harm the way your brain will function? I suppose it's like back to the sugar, and sugar's not good for anything. I'm guessing, but what's the real answer here?
Are you talking about type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes?
Pre-diabetes. Let's limit it to that.
Pre-diabetes is this condition where the fasting blood sugar is between 100 and 120, or the hemoglobin A1C, which is that approximately 3-month average of your blood sugar. It's not quite high enough to be in the diabetic range, but it's higher than normal. This is a warning that if you don't lower your blood sugar, you're going to end up and getting diabetes. And the treatment for it is diet, getting down to ideal body weight, lowering the white flour intake. I didn't say avoiding it, because I'm a great believer in treats, but just diminishing the amount, and then getting into an exercise program once the doctor says it's okay. And the more we study pre-diabetes, we are learning that it can have health impacts, and that's what Doug is suggesting. So I would definitely try to not avoid a diagnosis of pre-diabetes, but make the lifestyle changes that are necessary. There are some more provocative studies being done where it's actually being treated with medication, but I would definitely first try lifestyle to get this under control.
All right, now, the combination of drinking lots of alcohol and eating lots of red meat have been apparently a boost to colon cancer. What is there about that combination that makes it lethal?
Well, we know that each of them in themselves is not good. Red meat can increase the risk of cancer. Too much alcohol can increase the risk of cancer. And like many things in medicine, when they get together, one and one is two, it's 5 or 10. So whatever adverse effects they're having alone together, they work in combination even worse.
Yeah, wow. You can be a part of the program, be a part of the questioning here. You can follow us at DJV Show, send your questions in, whatever you have in Facebook as well. Ken has a plethora of information, and it's important for us to share as much as we can, because this is a time in our lives when medicine has been something very confusing to lots and lots of people. Ken helps to straighten all of that out. And if you would like to have a session with Ken, check it out. Call his office, 352-735-1400, for that wonderful new thing called telemedicine. I'm Doug Steffen on that wonderful thing called the DJV Health Program.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.